The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD. There's a Rage Against the Machine right there. There's the People of the Sun. And I'm telling you right now, it's humid outside. This is one of those days you got to be worried about burning your whole body off. I just walked outside for 2 seconds. I'm like, this is a sunburn day. You got to be careful out there. Are we ready, Brady?
Ready.
All right, I'm going to change it up today. This is new theme. Joke Dick's here, everybody. Very exciting. The Joke Dick is alive and well, and he's ready to go. He is the detective of all jokes. Toledo has screened them. Are they all clean and airable?
Yeah.
We should do this off the air as well. We should do behind the scenes Joke Dick with people who can tell any joke they want.
Oh, man.
And there's not record it.
Never record it.
Plenty of them, all right, Brady. We understand the darkness that lives in you. You know those too. And it would all end, they would all be like, all right, Brady, an Italian lady is, oh, jeez. He would be disappointed not only that he's got to say the answer, but that he knows it. So they're all good. We're ready to go with our jokes. Tickets to WWE SmackDown on the line if you can get one past Brady. Here we go. Joke Dick number one. Who's on the line?
Joke Dick number one is Taylor.
Taylor, are you there? Taylor.
Hello there.
All right, Taylor, go right ahead. The Joke Dick awaits.
Okay. Here we go. What's the best part of hooking up with 34-year-olds?
Oh, God, terrible.
Right,
I know this one.
Pedophile, 34-year-old.
I figured.
Everybody knows it. Stop it. Terrible, Taylor. Child's play for
so
Brady.
So long, Jared.
Literally child's play. What's the best part of hooking up with 34-year-olds? At least say 38. Who's next?
All right, let's go with Drew.
All right, Drew is on the line. Drew, are you there?
All right, I'm here.
All right, Drew, go ahead.
All right, this is an old one, but a good one. What's the first thing a broad should do when she gets out of the battered woman's clinic?
First thing a broad should do?
The dishes, if she knows.
Oh, hey, well, you just blew the whole game.
He didn't want to win. He just wanted to get his joke in, apparently.
You just told the joke, and there's no prize in you telling
up.
A joke. All right,
he got
there you
caught
go.
Up in his
I like
flow.
His delivery, though. I like his delivery.
Of course you do. So let me ask again. It was very Italian. You like the joke. Yeah. What's the first thing, I'll quote him, a broad should do when she gets out of a battered woman's shelter?
The dishes, if she knows.
Yeah. Very nicely done. Classy.
Delivery was great.
It was, because he threw in an ooh. The dishes. Terrible human beings.
All right.
Line three is Donovan.
Line two is Brooke, a.k.a. Matt.
Matt. All right. Matt, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Matt, go ahead. The joke tick away. Hopefully it's better than those first two terrible humans.
Okay, this is a poetry contest between a polished Harvard graduate and a hillbilly from Virginia Tech. And the rules of the poem contest was that you had to come up, given a word, you have to come up with a four-line poem. So the first one out was the polished Harvard graduate. They say, use Timbuktu in a poem.
Oh, God.
And he
I
says,
buck one, Timbuktu.
Is that the punchline?
Oh, come on.
That's the punchline.
I don't even know what this joke could possibly be.
It's a journey that Matt's about to take
I
you
saved
on.
You some time.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I know where
you
this
just
is going.
Blew it, Joe. Brady, you blew it.
That's what That's Joke what the Dick joke does. Is. The Joke Dick ruins Dick. Or jokes, sorry. Oh. And that, too,
and
if you're lucky.
Recorded
all right,
that
sorry,
on station.
Time out, sons.
I buck
night.
One, Timbuktu.
Okay, so the guy, I'm assuming that the
That's
hillbilly.
Just a, yeah, West Virginia guy tells his story.
Is Buck?
Yeah, getting it on.
Oh, so it doesn't make any sense, really.
Yeah. It's just
he bucked
hillbilly
one,
joke. Hillbilly joke. All right. Well, good job. I'm proud of you for knowing it, Brady. That was a weird one.
Donovan's the last chance.
Donovan, you're the last hope for round one. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. A man and a woman walk into a bar, and the bartender says,
"Hey, Caitlin."
Jeez, he knew that quick. I was going to try to repeat that. A man, a woman, and a murderer walk into a bar at the same time, and the bartender says, "Hey, Caitlin." Hilarious. Caitlin Jenner.
I got one.
You only get one chance. That's enough. Because the next one could be like, all right, a gaggle of black. All right, never mind. I'm not listening to you.
I'll go back to him.
No, Brett, that's enough. All right, we'll do another round, though, because that was very weak.
Come on, one won't hurt.
The best thing about hooking up with 34-year-old. Jail. At what party do you tell that and have people laugh? What's wrong with that guy? I just thought I'd share that.
Pedophilia.
A good one. Pedophilia makes everybody comfortable.
I was at Meet the Teacher night. I laid this one out.
So this preschool my kid's going to. They're having a little ice cream social. I thought I'd throw out my best chunks of pedo material.
Oh, you're good kids.
You're good kids. I love you. You're good
Did
audience.
Did you do the behind your head?
Tried to. Nope. My shoulder's not ready. That'll be my next core commercial.
Because
I can.
Do
the dice clay. I used to not be able to do my dice clay, but now I can.
No.
When I can start doing dice smokes around my neck. That's when I know my shoulder's at 100. It's about 80 right now. I'm getting close. Look at that. Still can't smoke with it. It's hard to do. Another round of the joke that come in your direction. All you got to do is have a joke that Brady doesn't know, and you'll get SmackDown tickets. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey! Here we go.
98.
Nope. This game might be over. This is when your mom says, "I don't like you playing with that Brett boy."
Now that
you're laughing at all the wrong stuff.
Oh, they're great.
They are funny. The off-air jokes are the game off the air is horrifying. You people are terrible. On the air is different. All right, ready? I got a couple of. Well, if nobody on the phone wins, I'm going to do a couple off of the email. And Toledo's got a couple off text, and we'll see if we can get a winner off of that. Because I got no faith today in the phones.
The first round
is garbage. So let's just see what we got. All right, who's on line one? Joshua?
Yes, Joshua's on line one.
Would you like to play a game? Joshua, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead, Josh. Get us off speakerphone. It's hard to hear you.
All right.
Use your hands and don't drive. Just
okay. How do you circumcise a redneck?
How do you circumcise a redneck, Brady?
Kick his sister in the chin.
Yes.
Joke
dick. Strong. Next one is a
true.
Wireless
It's
call.
True.
It is true. Brady's done it.
Sean is online, too.
Sean, are you there?
I am, sir.
All right, Sean, go ahead.
What goes in hard and dry and comes out wet and soft?
Brady, what goes in hard and dry comes out wet and soft?
Bubblegum.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. That was kind of a...
That's a riddle, isn't it?
That's a Snapple Cap riddle.
It is. It was on Laffy Taffy.
All right, I like that one. Was that? It's a little racy for Laffy Taffy, but... Travis is on line 3. Travis, are you there?
I am, yeah. Right,
good luck, Travis. Go ahead.
What do Asians call a gigolo?
What do Asians call a gigolo?
All right. Let's see if this is good.
Brent's got hope here. Brady, what do Asians call a gigolo?
Plints of Arabia.
Ah, you got it.
I don't get it.
Prince of Arabia.
It's a Prince of Arabia.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's terrible.
That's why we can't have you on.
Can't even roll
even
with
if
that.
If you didn't get that, you're not going to win with that garbage. I'm laughing at it, too. Terrible. Damn it, me. I thought higher of myself.
Final try.
Marcus is on line 4. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, so this is a food joke, so you might get this, Brady.
You guarantee
it. What is the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
The hardest part of
putting
a vegetable?
Putting them back in the wheelchair.
Right.
Come on.
Oh. All right, Brady is mowing down.
These are terrible.
Right, how about this one, Brady? What do you call Dick Toledo taking a selfie?
Family portrait.
Family portrait is correct.
Man.
I like that one. I would have also accepted father-son picnic.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? What's the worst part of giving a tossed salad?
Oh, man.
The He doesn't like the tossed salad jokes. We might have found the topic for Brady.
Blowing your hair
getting
back.
Getting through the corn.
This is Sean Lloyd.
Ew. Flossing afterwards.
Pipe cleaner.
You're thinking of post tossed salad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What'd you do back there? Hey, now. I'm on my period.
Too much dressing. I don't know.
You don't know this one?
I don't know this one.
It's rough. Brace yourself. I've added a little to it.
Okay.
Not having your EpiPen and finding out you have a peanut allergy.
I knew.
Sean Lloyd. Hook that man up. I'll give you the email.
Is he in the running?
Okay. Yeah, he's in it. Like, so, well, yeah,
this one was
him.
Addressed to you.
Oh.
So, John, you know how 6 was afraid of 7 because 7, 8, 9? But why was 10 so scared?
7, 8, 9. Why was 10 so scared? Mm-hmm. Brady, do you know this?
I think I've heard it.
I don't know.
Because he was stuck in...
Let's see.
Because he was...
No?
Brady's? Stuck in between 9-11.
Stuck in the middle of 9-11.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. He was in on 9/11.
He's in on it.
Nah.
Man. These email and text ones are a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, the wolf. There's a wave that just came in just for Brett.
Here's one for
not
Brady.
For air.
These are the ones that usually win. Why didn't Cabbage win the race, Brady?
Because,
why didn't Cabbage win the race? Oh, he's working it out. Come on now.
Because
you've got the words. You've said it.
Because it wasn't a head of lettuce.
That is exactly right.
I was going to say because it was a little slaw. I don't know.
You are childish.
Those are the ones that usually get him, which is surprising.
Here's one dead center for Brady.
What do you call a bard on a bicycle? A bard on a bicycle. That's great. Well, he's got the answer up there. It's called a minstrel cycle. A bard? Isn't that a writer?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Yeah. A bard is like a poet, so it doesn't quite fit, but
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah,
I only know Shakespeare is a bard. It could be a slur we don't know. In this day and age, who knows? I like that. All right.
There's a
few others, but we'll give it to this guy, Sean Lloyd and his peanut allergy joke.
I'd like to thank everyone for the flood of oven jokes that we can't say.
There's just so many of those, and
pass them over.
That's it. Yeah, Brett,
pass them over.
Put it in Brett's. Brett's got a file cabinet.
I'm going to a good outing. I can use them at this weekend.
Man, oh man, oh my God, some of them are just awful. What happens, Brady? This will be for Brett too. What happens when an Asian man walks into a wall with an erection? I should rephrase it. What happens when an Asian man with an erection walks into a wall? Not a wall with an erection.
Right.
What happens when an Asian man with an erection walks into a wall?
Breaks his nose.
That's exactly right. Terrible people. God, you're good at this.
Brady, why do Canadians do it doggy style?
I know this one. It's a sports joke.
It's a Letterkenny joke.
It is kind of a Letterkenny joke. It's the thing that's like, why do gay guys always face the same direction in Chicago? So they can both watch the Cubs game.
So they can watch the hockey.
I know, and I did that for
that one.
All right, how about this one? How do you eat? This is so awful. How do you eat an Indian taco?
Oh, no.
I don't even know if I want to.
Push your belly out of the way.
Lift up.
And that is from a Native American, so it's okay. I tell because the last name is Yazzie. Oh, my God, you people are terrible. Oh, no, we've done that one.
Yeah.
When does a joke transition into a dad joke? When it becomes apparent.
It's just Brady had to have had
it. Oh, you knew that. Yeah. Brady's told that one a million times. All right, that's enough.
Any other good ones?
I got some good ones online here.
Let's hear them.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No.
New.
Oh, God. No, that one's just awful. That one, I just read that. And
just
I want
forward them to me.
You know, bleach my eyes. That's enough of you people. All right, there you go. Sean Lloyd's our winner. Is that right? Is that who I said? Congratulations for the peanut allergy joke that is borderline.
That's pretty solid.
It's pretty, well, you'd hope so if you're doing that.
Oh.
There you go. The joke dick. Success once again. We got the hot releases coming up. You boys need to get to work. It's 98.
Hey, here we go. 98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.